Today we're going to be having a look at who was Padre Pio's informant. So there was obviously someone who was passing on information to Padre Pio. But who could that be? And it was a bit of a mystery. Hello friends of Following Padre Pio. On this channel we take a look at the incredible life of our great saint Padre Pio. He was a Capuchin friar and he was a mystic and he was a tremendous miracle worker. Do stay tuned to find out more about Padre Pio and what his intercession could do for you. We'd also like to take this opportunity to thank our protected child of Padre Pio patrons, because you are the ones who make all of these videos possible for everyone. So, message to everyone, please do include the protected child of Padre Pio patrons in your prayers. Just a reminder that this is Lent, and during Lent we have a special theme of videos offer. All you have to do to go to the theme of videos is click in the video description below, and you'll find a link there to the theme of videos. And today's story was given to us by a father, a Padre Joseph Pius Martin, who was a member of Padre Pio's community for many, many years. And he had the responsibility of assisting Padre Pio. So he would obviously see a lot of other things that other brothers wouldn't see, little miracles they might not have been aware of. And he tells us the story. There was a particular lady called Martha, and she had moved from Switzerland to St. Giovanni Rotondo in order to be near to our great saint. And she was a fervent attendant at Padre Pio's masses and at his thanksgivings through the day. And then at the end of the day, when he gave his final blessing, Martha was always present there. And the way that Padre Pio did this final blessing was fairly simple. He was up in his room upstairs, and he would look out through the window at the people outside, and then he would give a blessing. There was usually quite a crowd gathered there, many, many people. So he would give the blessing to the whole crowd. Well, one day something happened, and Martha had to go to Rome on this occasion. So she could not be present at the final blessing. And then Padre Pio went as usual to the window of his little room, of his cell, and he began to give the blessing, as he always did. There were a number of brothers who accompanied him there, and one of them opened the window for him, and then Padre Pio began waving to the people below. Then suddenly, something a little unexpected, unusual happened, because Padre Pio stopped for absolutely no reason. He just stopped. And then it seemed to everyone there as if Padre Pio was speaking or hearing from someone. It was like this conversation was going on. Other friars could not see who was there, who was present in this conversation. And then, immediately after this apparent conversation, Padre Pio turned to the friar who had opened the window, and he said to him, "Where is Martha tonight?" And he was given the answer in return, "Well, she had to go to Rome." And then after that, Padre Pio was satisfied, and he continued with the blessing exactly as he usually did. Well, the brothers and priests had seen this. So now later, when Martha returned, one of the friars asked her, they were trying to figure this all out. They asked her this, "You sent your guardian angel here last night for the blessing, didn't you?" And so in that case, the guardian angel would be the informant. And Martha appeared somewhat surprised about this. It seems she didn't really give an answer. But Padre Martin says, "We understood," that's him and the friars, "understood that she had sent her guardian angel." It's a conclusion they came to. Because it had been so obvious, he said, to the priests who had accompanied Padre Pio at the blessing. And they obviously knew that Martha would not want to lose her blessing. So when it came to Padre Pio obviously speaking to someone that they could not see, they all concluded that it must have been that she had sent her guardian angel. And so we conclude that it was Martha's guardian angel who brought this information to Padre Pio. And Padre Pio said many times to many people, "Just send your guardian angel to me." if you're in a time of need or of help or of prayer. So we can all do that too. That's the message we can take home from today's story. Please remember that for Lent, it is now Lent, we have this special selection of videos which change each week for Lent. So just click on the video description below. Just go to the description of this video below. Click on the link and it will take you through to the selection. You'll have to come back next week to see the next selection of videos. It's designed to help everyone make a slightly better Lent, we hope. Please do continue watching other videos.